two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Cougar Sports Saturday. Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three. Cougars by 20.
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans. For Cougar fans. It's Cougar Sports Saturday. Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Maimonte. On your legacy home of BYU Sports. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, Cougar Nation. Welcome in to another edition of Cougar Sports Saturday here on KSL News Radio. It's always a pleasure catching up with you each and every weekend. We're on the air 50 weeks out of the year talking all things BYU sports. It's always a great time, and we're 1 week closer to the start of the BYU football season. We've got a lot of BYU football talk to get to. My co-host, Matt Biamonte, he's up in the Pacific Northwest this weekend handling some broadcasting duties for the WAC. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing great. Utah's weather's been a little hit and miss the past couple of weeks. It starts to get warm. I go out of town. I'm freezing my butt off in the Pacific Northwest. Wishing I was back in Utah, but it's good to be up here. So I'm in our producer Dallin Graff's neck of the woods, Seattle.
That's right. Yeah, that is producer Dallin's neck of the woods up in the Pacific Northwest. I'm trying to think, great BYU players from the Pacific Northwest. Mark Wilson from Washington. He's probably the best to ever come from that part of the country. Luke Staley to Wallerton, Oregon. So we'll see.
Jay Keeps?
Yeah, Jay Keeps.
No.
Our co-worker, though, from Bonneville.
Our co-worker and a great personal quarterback coach, but not the greatest BYU quarterback.
all these names to sort through kind of reminds me of, what Tom Holmoe has had to sort through the last 8 months. He's sorting through all these names, these teams, having to pick which ones are the best that have to stay on the schedule, and that's where we start things off in the leadoff.
The leadoff. A look at the stories making headlines right now. It's time for the leadoff on Cougar Sports Saturday.
Yeah, so leadoff, BYU football. Their rivalry against Utah State is going to be on pause for the foreseeable future. The games against Utah State, the battle for the old wagon wheel from 2023 to 2026, is canceled due to BYU's move to the Big 12 Conference. Are you a fan of this move, Matt? Was this the right move by Tom Holmoe?
It was 100% the right move, Mitch, because now that you have such limited options in the non-conference schedule and there's so many games that were previously contracted, you've got to pick and choose which one you want to keep. And I don't want to keep the Utah State game. I don't want to keep the Utah game because I want to play some of these other games that you have just been salivating at. So we're talking Miami, we're talking Arkansas, Tennessee, Utah State does not make that list, and I'm not trying to disrespect Utah State at all, because I think what Tom Holmo said is so true. Utah State has been a willing partner with BYU, and you got to tip their cap to them for helping them out when they went independent. But it's a different day and age now, and you got to pick and choose which games you want to play, and there's other games I want to play, and that's what's going to happen. So it's totally the right move, and I don't mind this game being played periodically, but the days of it be playing the days of it being played every year, Mitch, they're over, and I'm okay with it.
Me too. I think that it was the right move by Tom Holmo. I honestly, this game going away doesn't surprise me one bit. I am surprised a little bit that the Boise State series is completely off the books for the foreseeable future. That one we knew about months ago, but Utah State and BYU coming to a halt, it's no surprise. One of the big issues, too, with Utah State is that, you know, their stadium size. It sounds weird to bring that up, but you just don't see Power 5 teams roll into venues on the road that have less than 30,000 fans. I think that it's become kind of commonplace now for BYU as an independent where they play these kind of wild and crazy weird venues where burritos are Georgia Southern, Coastal Carolina, burritos are flying, Logan. I mean, it's just these weird things. And notice a theme with all the little tiny venues. There's always some extracurriculars. Last year, speaking of our producer, Dallin, he captured some video of Utah State fans chucking some stuff after the game. There's just always these extracurriculars. I don't think by any means there's bad blood between BYU and Utah State from the administration side, but that right. game means the world to Utah State fans, and to BYU, it really is another game. I do think the rivalry aspect...
Oh, totally another game.
It's been ramped up a little bit, the rivalry side, but it is just another game because you have rivals like Utah that probably are going to still, in the foreseeable future, be on the schedule, I would imagine. We'll talk about that a little bit later, but... You know, that's just kind of what it is with Utah State.
Here's the big thing for me, too, Mitch, is I have developed this affinity for the coast-to-coast mantra of independent football, yeah. And I still want a piece of that. I don't want to stay in the state of Utah yeah. for all of non-conference, and then you go to the Midwest. I still want there to be visits to the East Coast. I still want there to be visits to the West Coast, and those don't even have to be Power 5 teams, but you know, if I'm dreaming up a 2040 non-conference schedule, it would look something like, I don't know, maybe Air Force comes to Provo, I make a visit to Oregon State, I make a visit to Vanderbilt, and you know, SUU or something. It doesn't include a Utah State, because I want to go out and play teams in different areas, and that's important to BYU, too. Let's not forget that. BYU relishes the fact that they have a coast-to-coast fan base. It's not just going to be Midwest and Utah. They still need to play games from coast to coast, and the only way you can do that is in the non-conference, and I want that. I don't want Utah State. I don't want Utah. I want interesting, exciting, fun non-conference games, and unfortunately, Utah State doesn't fit that bill for me in the non-conference.
And I think also, too, with Utah State, it's probably a game now where it becomes, if it is scheduled in the future, a two-for-one deal, or maybe it's just a game played in Provo. I think that's just kind of the dynamic.
One here, one there type thing.
Yeah. I think that's kind of what it is. And I think BYU will be as honest as they possibly can with the process, and I think Utah State understands the situation, and you're right. When it comes to the working relationship, I think it is a good one between BYU and Utah State, because, I mean, Utah State, when BYU was leaving the Mountain West Conference and putting independent football together, they were trying to go to the WAC, and I think Utah State behind the scenes was trying to make that happen as well. There's always been a good working relationship between BYU and Utah State, but when you talk about the perceptions and where the tiers of the programs are, it's night and day. And, I mean, there's no Utah State Sports Saturday. There's just not the interest in Utah State athletics like there is BYU. And BYU wants to be, you know, playing those SEC teams and playing teams in the Big Ten if they get the chance, and Pac-12. It's just, that's the reality. And, you know, Utah State, you can't put together a schedule and expect in this day and age where inflation, all these prices are just insane, you can't expect fans to just always pay up all this big money for a home schedule that'll be, you know, four or five Big 12 teams and Utah State. You can't do that. That's just, you got to have novelty. You got to have some excitement. You can't just say, like, this isn't the 1950s anymore. We just tried out the same schedule and everyone's okay with it. You got to keep people, their butts in the seats, and there will come a time when the novelty will wear off with the Big 12 conference, and you got to have those glamorous non-conference matchups to spice it up, and not having Utah State bogged down the non-conference gives you one more opening.
Let's touch on this on the other side, Mitch, as we react to the news that BYU and Utah State earlier in the week will not play for the foreseeable future. We'll discuss what games are still on the foreseeable future and maybe what should happen with the non-conference schedule going forward. It's our first break here. Much more to go. Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSLSports.com.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.